Welcome to Mind Body Nexus, your go-to podcast for all things medical innovation and how it's shaping the future of healthcare. I'm your host, Adi, and today we're exploring a fascinating and life-saving topic, neurovascular thrombectomy devices. These revolutionary tools are transforming the way we treat ischemic strokes. And trust me, this is something you're going to want to hear about. Let's start with the basics. An ischemic stroke happens when a blood clot blocks blood flow to the brain. It's one of the leading causes of death and disability worldwide, and the numbers are staggering. With aging populations and rising cases of risk factors like hypertension, diabetes, and even obesity, the global burden of strokes is increasing every year. And here's the challenge. When a stroke occurs, every second counts. Delayed treatment can mean the difference between life and death, or between full recovery and permanent disability. That's where neurovascular thrombectomy devices come in. These are minimally invasive tools designed to remove blood clots from the brain arteries, restoring blood flow quickly and effectively. In many ways, they have become a lifeline, literally. By significantly reducing mortality rates and improving recovery outcomes, neurovascular thrombectomy is revolutionizing stroke care as we know it. Now, let's dive into what's driving the rapid growth of this market. One of the biggest factors is technological innovation. Over the years, thrombectomy devices have become more advanced, efficient, and safer to use. Take, for example, stent retrievers and aspiration systems. These devices not only procedural success rates, but also make recovery time shorter for patients. They are designed with precision and ease of use in mind for making it possible for surgeons to perform these life-saving procedures with minimal risk. But it's not just about the devices themselves. Regulatory approvals are playing a huge role in this market's expansion. Organizations like the FDA are fast-tracking new and improved devices, which mean healthcare providers have more options to choose from. This gives patients access to cutting-edge treatments that were unimaginable just a few years ago. Another key factor is the expansion of healthcare infrastructure, particularly in emerging economies. As hospitals and clinics in these regions invest in advanced medical technology, more people are getting access to neurovascular thrombectomy. This is a game changer, especially in places where stroke treatment options have traditionally been limited. And let's not forget the rising awareness around stroke care, with global healthcare organizations and advocacy groups spreading the word about early intervention, more people are seeking treatment in time. This is crucial because, as I mentioned earlier, time is of the essence when dealing with a stroke. So, what does the future hold for neurovascular thrombectomy devices? It's looking incredibly promising. Companies in this space are heavily focused on innovation, working to make devices even more reliable and minimally invasive. Ongoing research is exploring ways to improve procedural success rates, reduce complications, and make these treatments more accessible to a wider population. And here's something exciting to think about. We're not just talking about incremental improvements. The pace of innovation in this field is so fast that we can soon see breakthroughs that completely redefine stroke care. Imagine devices that can not only remove clots, but also repair damaged brain tissue, or AI-driven tools that can assist surgeons in real time. The possibilities are endless, and they're all aimed at one goal: saving lives and improving patient outcomes. So what's the big takeaway here? Neurovascular thrombectomy devices aren't just a medical advancement, they're a revolution. As the global burden of stroke continues to rise, these devices are becoming a critical tool in the fight to save lives and enhance recovery. It's an inspiring example of how one innovation and dedication can come together to tackle one of the most pressing healthcare challenges to our time. And with that, we wrap up today's episode of Mind Body Nexus. If you find this discussion insightful, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with someone who might benefit from learning about these incredible advancements in stroke care. I'm your host, Adi, and I'll see you next time with more stories that bridge the gap between medical innovation and patient well-being. Thank you.